teatro, bicho de Deus. Só. Muitas meninas muito rosadas. Voltaram a chinar, só acabou fumando. Bem no escola, os meninos choravam com eles. Na mesma hora, meu nome é Tuma Rumua. Algo que Tuma Kalo. E nós falamos com o meu, o senhor mais com o meu. Porém, chegou o meu irmão, o senhor, e muito pequeno, Tommy, o Tuma de Rabolão. O senhor foi ao bem, chegou o meu irmão, o senhor, e o senhor, só fica tomado, só fica lento, tomado. Aquilo tomado. Só fica em meia banho só. Só fica em meia banho só. So, in other words, if, let's say, he was Tommy, he took me the Rabbon, and he went down to the Teveo, but there he saw it, whether he was Teveo or was not Teveo. Was not Teveo. Or, a few Tomao, Sophic HBI Abonso, so Sophic Inde, so, Schnee, or said Inde, so it's the cool. So he says, the Rav says, but through the Torah, the hash the Ike Tadar is, Shemo the Torah Klau, but through the Torah, Shemo Kedem, Tfilo Mishasir, Atul Hochetz Vegetor. So according to the Rav's Pshat, the Meir, the Tanikame, is so natural by Tum the Rabbon, that even if there is a Svek Sveike, Lehachmi, so he's still making. It's fixated because, first of all, it's possible, there is a possibility that he didn't even go down to the table. He just intended to go down to the mikveh, but then he forgot to go down to the mikveh. It's assuming that he did go down to the mikveh. Maybe it was already less, at the time of the immersion, there was less than him saw. So he had his fixated lahachmiya. So even in such a case, so the Tanakami is made. Even in such a case, the Tanakami is made. It's a big good. Now, taste says, in Erev, that on the Hail Days mentions today, Sophic Loitaba, Fuhu Toba, Shemun HB, Sophic HB, Amun So, Sophic HB, Hach Svek Svek, Nokat Mishin, the Buse, the Sefe, the Aful Hoche, the Tumi Kaletor, just like the Rav's Pshat, the Tzvomi Foresh, the Ei Kotore, but Fuhu Toba, Haine Oishe Toba. But if there is a Svek Svek, then it's the Chumre, even according to the Kami. So the first question gives in Arab is like the Rav's Pshat, and the other Pshat is that it's Oyoikotom, in other words, he was Nitmo Bitumo Kalo, Tumle Rabono, and Yorat Midve, Sofik Tobal, Sofik Loitaba. Oy, another case, we know he was there, but Sofik Yeshbe Abonim saw Sofik Inde, so it's still Toy. Masha'im came, if there is a specific where he doesn't know whether he went down to the table, and assuming that he did, maybe there was less than him saw, so then he stomach, because there is a specific la'achmia, according to that. But the first washing in this place is like the Ramvadim of Noam. I wanted to point that out. All right, now the Rashi. So in other words, that the Aloha that he mentioned, the mentions of Tatar Reyese, what does it mean Tatar Reyese? Because on one hand, we have two Chazokes that are in conflict with each other. On one hand, We have the Cheska Shreinu the Mikre. He missing the Yomei, the Mikre, and the Mikre had 50 so. And then people kept on being Teveyo and being Magul Kelim. After missing Mir, Sidney, Thomas, no. In Tishrei, on the 5th of Tishrei, they made an Adam Yide and he was found to be Chosk. The question is, all the Tvilas of the Oldom and of the Kelim, intervening between Nisan and Tishrei, were these done in the Mikra Shleimo or in Mikra Chaser? So on one hand, from the point of view of the Chazoken and Kore of Shleimo, since Nisan it was Shleimo, we should say that it was Shleimo, Mia and Sidney and Tammuz, no. Now on the 5th of Tishrei is Chaser. Oh, so this morning he became Chaser. That we could say. On the other hand, the Gabra of Kehle has a Cheskas Tume. The question is whether the Tume was Poka as a result of an immersion in the Mikra Shleimo. So we should say, we should be Manit and Chazoke, that since he was Tome originally, that the Tume remained, unless it is verified that it was Poka. So there is a conflict between two Chazokes. So which Chazoke prevails? This is the Aloch of Tavra Reis. Because, insofar as the Hashem of the Mikvah is concerned, so there are two Reises in that Chazok. One Reis is the fact that it's Chaser Lepanei. It already was Mishtam. The status quo was already changed. The question is, when did it change? Did it change today on the 5th of Tishrei? Or he changed, and let's say, on the 1st of Nisan in the afternoon, after the first Medivh was made. But it's Chaser Lepanei, it's one place. And the other Reyesi, in the Cheskas Tume of the Mikveh, is the Cheskas Tume of the Gabra or the Kehle. So it's Talate the Reyesi. So in other words, you could say that the Pshat is, whenever there is a conflict between two chazokes, and one chazoke is chaser olpanim, the other chazoke is not chaser olpanim. So the chazoke that is not chaser olpanim, that was not definitely changed, so prevails. Here there is a conflict between the chaser tum of the gavre, and that is not chaser olpanim. I mean, that was not Mishtam. They don't know whether the Tumim was spoken out with that. And then, on the other hand, there is a Chazashim of Mikre, and that is Gura Lepaneo. So the Chazoke that is not Gura Lepaneo prevails on the Chazoke that is Gura Lepaneo. Rabbi Gvedia, in the Chubes, I think it's in Chubes Ayin, he explains it a little differently. He explains it on the basis of Chazoke Dehashit. Because, in the Gemara in Kiddushin Bavli Tes, Bavli Tes Omed Aleph. So the Gemara says, Itma, Kicho Dio Pederech, Kicho Atmo Vahir. Now in our so the father can be Mikabel Dushan, but in Igres, the father cannot be Mikabel Dushan. So suppose it's the last day. Now when does a girl usually become a Igres? 6 months after Naros. After Naros. So suppose on the last day of the 6 months, so she, the father was Mikabel Dushan. And she was Mikabel Dushan by herself. By Vegas. Now it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And she has the Simone Babus. But the question is, at 9 o'clock in the morning, when the father was Mikabel Dushan, did she already have the Simone Babus there? Or then she didn't have the Simone Babus herself. If she had the Simone Babus then, so the father couldn't be Mikabel Dushan. If she did not have this money, she was still now, so the father was able to accomplish some major Kiddushin that she was Mikabel was ineffective. Rav Omar, Harry Bakers and Fanin. Harry Bakers and Fanin. Since right now she's a Bakeress, so Mele, we assume that in the morning she was also a Bakeress. She was also a Bakeress. Shmuel Omar, Chayshin only Dushe Shneir. Now let's see the Rashi. Harry Bakers and Fanin. And the show of Dushe, the Lord shall have you. Chayshin only Lidushe Shneir. Shemok Shikichov narrows of Kibu Dusha. So the mother says, Imas, Ila Yubisech Shisho, Homin Rava Rebeth of Reno, Hashtu the Bobo, Allah Hashisho, Homin Shmuel, Hashim Lidushe Shneir, Roma Shmuel in Narrows of Babu to Shlosh and Babu, with Tricha the Kodish Bahiyin and the Mashin Chisho. Rabama, הרי בייבס לפנינו, דהשת בייבס בצפקן, אמי בייבס, ושמואל אמר, השתו דהייס הסימון. זה רע שסייש. וכל משגילים למשל משאית הפיר את בייבס, היא בערב, והיים הזה היא בחסק השפיר. ודהשת בייבס בצפות, אמי בייבס, שכל הגיל היא בחסק השפיר. חסק השפיר. So Abreya says in Tshuva Zion, in other words, that the reason of Tatal Reyes is because we see here that Rav says that we go Bosachazoke Dehashi. We go Bosachazoke Dehashi. Like this, if there is a conflict between Chazok and Mikor and Chazok and Dehashte, so of course we rely on Chazok and Mikor. But in this case, she's already a big lesson for Nate. So the Chazok and Mikor of Chazkas Naros definitely changed. The question is, when did it change? Did it change only at 4 p.m. or it changed early in the morning, before 9 a.m. in the morning? So since the Chazok and the Mikorel already changed, and the question is, when did it change? So then we go Bosa Chazoke, so that's how we go Bosa Chazoke, the Hashd. So Mele, he explains, Hadriya explains, the Aloha of Tata Reyesi, because in this case it's Chasero and Faneo. And the question is, in here, receiving Tamus, no, was it Chasero or not? Since the Chazok and Mikor already changed, the Chazok and Mikor already changed, so Mele, we go Bosa Chazok and Mikor changed, so we go Bosa Chazok and Hashi. So we go Bosa Chazok, that's how Rabbi explained. But it does not have to be explained that way, I mean, we can explain it on the basis that there is a conflict between two Chazokis. Between two chazokes, two chazokes in Mikores. One chazok in Mikore is chazok in Mikore of Cheskastum of the Gavre, and the other is the cheskashrim of the Mikre. The cheskashrim of the Mikre is Zura Ufanim. And the question is, when did it change? The cheskastum of the Gavre was not Zura Ufanim. So Mele, the chazok in Mikore that was not Zura Ufanim prevails over the Chazok and Mikore that was Hurab. I wanted to mention that Rav Reya explains that a little bit. Okay, thank you. Alright, Tzviki Tomi Narash, Tzviki Tavi Narash, that's fine. Bitu Sob, Amel Ola Noi, Bitu Mechmure, Bitu Mechalo, Shemitmo Dora Tume, Bintamose, Minachalo, to Makalo the Rabon, the Tume Zumi the Bezekri, the Tami Odo, he know how Hotzir Pras, Nivon Gmei, Rishos of the Vis, Mashkin Gmei. But for this, the book in Kulom is in Osa Dore, Kulom is the Tame the Shabbos. But for the Tava of Korina, Yish Bissot Korina, Yish Ima Bissot Tava of Babon and Sosha of the Mithur from him, the Mithur Hosa. Then on the evening, which has filled all the shoulder, So, Sveikiton, if it involves a Tumid Rabbanan. So, Sveikiton, Hachstam Mishner and Meyer, the Mekel, the Tumid Rabbanan, Ulfeli Chomar, the Polk and Hoche, the Meyer and the Meyer. The Gaisi Mitame, Batu, the Tumid Rabbanan, Machmir, Mishun, the Gabra, the Cheskastum. So, the Gaisi holds that if this, even the tumor is in tumor of Rabbanon, so it's also a tumor. Because Gabri is b'ches kastum. But, so, what Rabbeisi is only mitame where there is a ches kastum of the Gabri. So, but if the sophic is mitame or mitame, So then, the question is whether something became Tamei. So Rav Yisi is made it as the Rabbanon we call it Kule. If the Gavra of the Kele is definitely Tamei. And the question is what the Tumei Poka is a result of an immersion in a proper Mikveh. So then Rav Yisi says, because of the Cheskas Tumei of the Gavra of the Kele, so it's the Chumrei even by the Rabbanon. But if the Shaila is whether it became Tamei or not, so then, we go with Kula by the Rabbanon. Rav Yisi Mitame, Rabbi Mitum de Rabbanon Lachmir, Mishmi Gabo de Ches Kasum. Tanim Dissef, Mikve Shem Dabri, Zohoser, Kotare Shinasal Gabo, בין שמיקווה זה ברשוס היוחי, בין שמיקווה זה ברשוס הרבי, מי יסלים אפריה. רבשים הנה ברשוס היוחי תהנה, ברשוס הרבי מתוהה. אומר רבשים מה יסה בנגועו של דיסקס ביד נשאים דבר במתוח הסיירות. בו ירב טאוף מתאיר ורבי קיב מתאמי. אומר רב טאוף נצלימו לנדו שנותו. אומר רב טאוף מהויום מקווה זה וחסקסטארי ויימי. ואילו מותארו זה יד שמיבודה אשר מתמו. אומר בעתי והוי מתמו זה מחס כסתומי, ואילו מותמו זה עד שמיבודה לא חשב טועה. So what does it mean? That this whole thing of Tartar Reye said, this whole thing of Tartar Reye said, so of course we pass like that, but there is a machlikes between Rab Tarofim and Rab Aki. So according to Rav Tarfon, we don't say Tarfon Reyes in stomach. And the contrary, Historia. And Rav Akiva says that it's stomach. Right. Omer Rav Tarfon. Now, you should know this from the Hashchit in the Tarfon. Omer Rav Tarfon. The most famous in Israel, the name of God and Israel. Umakri. We need a shoe in Hushel and Chalutze. Shavidos Ekshel. So Rav Tarfon says, in the case of Mulek Shemit, that means a Chosea. So it should be Toya. Kotarash Asal Gabo should be Toya. Why? Because it should be analogous to the case of Voyevi Dabara Mizbeach, who Matri Benida should be Pushed and Chosea. Shavidos Ekshel. Omer Rav Akiva, ומוזר דינר ומשלם ומטחות על המזבח ומידע שהוא בלמום שעבידוס יצור so in other words Rav Tarfon learns it out from the ביקור של מחוץ תלוך is וזה ביקור של מחוצו ביקור של מחוצו so then by ביקור של מחוצו so if he was doing Gabriel. And then it turned out that he was a big Moshe Mechutzo, a cholo, so that Abed is Kshel. After the Chum Shevet Yotzi. So Mele, here too, by Yitrishnil Mitzo Choseh, so Kotare Shemaso Al Gabo, so should be kosher. And then that's his attack. Rav Akiva says no. Moshe Daimel Mishayim Yimakav Gamizbiyach Yishu Balmud Shavidosi Psuah. אמר לו, טאו, מה אתה מכיש עם בלמון? ואני מכיש את ריבוש בחוצה. הוא יראו, מי די אימא? אם די מי בלמון, אם די מי בלמון, אם די מי ריבוש חוצה, אם די מי ריבוש חוצה. אמר, אבל תראה, מי קרה צוי בעצמי, בלמון צוי בעצמי, ולכי אבי ריבוש בחוצה, שניצו מאחרים. מי קרה צוי בי אוכיד, בלמון צוי בי אוכיד. ולכי אבי ריבוש בחוצה, שצוי לי בזן. מי נעולה בתמור? אמר, טאו, מה עקיד אפי, איזה מחוק פרזכי. שדיין, רב קיבי, רב טאו, תנציל את רב עקיד. פירי, ברמון צוי ביוחד, בפרושים, בפרגעים לדייקינון, היי ברמון צוי ביוחד אדם. נא, so this is a very strange remark, and this is in פרושים. Raises the question again in this remark. I mean, how can רב טאו learn it out from Bekusha Bechuto. Bekusha Bechuto, the halachic is that if somebody who was considered a kid has been doing the Aveda for years, and then Edi verified, investing that he's a whole. So even though we know that he's a whole, so still the Aveda is kosher. But Rigabi Mikvesh Nidav Mitzachosa. Suppose two Edim, I mean even what? Yahweh Misu, all right. Suppose it will become verified. Edim will come to Bezin and will say that I'm missing, let's say, an hour after the original did it, they made another media secretly, you know, they went in. And they found that an hour later there was already a chosam. Would there be any question that all the Tales that for us all Gabov will be made? The Shaila is because we don't know. So how can the Tav learn out from the Kushim and Chutzo when there is a special Zeras Apostle that even if we know that he was a Kushim and Chutzo, so that way is clear. So I mean, it's on the surface it doesn't even make sense. That's the discussion in Yishu. Samach Vol, Amudei. Omer Abtav, Moshe Leim, Machem Havam Yisbeach. Him tema, my Moshe Hu, Kuze, Harib Moshe Afu Neida Sheposo, Hoyo Bishach Aveide, Afu Hoch Havu Yosek Shea, Kilmucha Vesomuch Mikro, Ubechai Gamnika Vimikre Yimunza Shemidosei, Hoyso Tchilo Bitoes, Tareis Afmeis Mavchei, Afu Lera Abtav, So how can Rav Tav make an analogy between Ben Grusho and Mikvesh Nimdat? By Mikvesh Nimdat, the Shaila is in evidence whether it was Chaser or it was Shleim or in Yia Sivin Tamus or Mel. But if we verified, if we had ascertained that it was Chaser, then certainly all the Tares are Meis, you see, and the Gavres are Meis. But the Kush Bechutzo, even if we know that he was a whole, so that they discuss. So what's the Shaitas? They may be without it. To the Vitalish in Asal Gabov in Afreya, Maros of Moshazok in Nikri, Maros of Moshazok in Yodom, U Vishalim Yachison and Amitre in Afreya, U Pirin Amit Nikri Shitabov Volkeen, Yodabede in Goeid, in the Yidu, Shoyamit Chosakim Matrile. Tav mi makshira vide vide dava bin kush nachutz hoko ya mosh so this you says that there is a double machleik is between the Tav and Rav Akive one machleik is between the Tav and Rav Akive is the case of evidence well we don't know whether it was a shleimo or it was a chaseo so we had a conflict between chazokis two chazokis On one hand, der Chetz Hashlimo, von der Perspektive, ob der Chetz Hashlimo mit Mikro in Schützei, Kultarisch Nasa al Gabo, auch Scheres, because in Nissen mit was Schlimo, in Nia it was also Schlimo. Now it's Chaseo, so now on the 5th of Tishrei it's Chaseo. But until the 5th of Tishrei, we can assume that the status quo continued. On the other hand, we have the Chazoke of the Chaseo, the Gabo, the Gabo, the Gabo, originally the Otomek. And the question is, was the Tumet Poka as a result of the merging in the Mikveh? So Abtao Fen holds that the Chaskashlein of the Mikveh prevails over the Chaskastum of the Gabo of the Keli. And Rabbi Akiva says the reverse, that the Chaskas Tomei of the Gabo of the Keli prevails over the Chaskashlein of the Mikveh. That's one machlokes. Then there's another machlokes. Suppose a Kayan was stunning. And then he was stable himself in it. After he was stable himself in it, he did have it. And then it was ascertained that at the time of his filling the mikveh was a chaseo. Is the Aved Kshero or not Kshero? So it's not a din that Tartarfum says. The Aved is Kshero. Yeah. Since it wasn't known at the time that the Mikveh was Chaseo, so Mele, the Aved is Kshero, even though he did it to me. And Rabatina says that the Aved is Tsuma. So I'm that much like a Tartarfum. Right, learns it out from the Bush of Machuto, and Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Omud. So the Rayek from the Bush of Machuto is in respect to the second Machlekes, not in respect to the first Machlekes. This raises it. The Rambam Bushin raises the same question as Thesis in Bushin. And the Rambam gives a different answer. And he says the Rambam is sharp. Involves a very big Kiddush, but not like we are accustomed to understand anymore of Pekusha, of Hoyoimi, of Ili, of Mabea, Hoyoimi, the Machin, of Mabea, the Nigash, of Pekusha, of Mabea, Shabidosik Sheo, that it means even if we find out that it was definitely the Pekusha. So, but the Rambam says, in the case where it is ascertained that he was a hollow, so then it's possible. Just the apostle doesn't say, even though he was a hollow. But if he was doing the Aveda, and then it became his suffering, he became Misopic. Maybe he's been Goshen Achlutzah, let's say, to a lady came and said that the mother was his Zeynep. To other lady came and said that the mother was not his Zeynep, was not his Shmuya, I mean, like the case of Yana Melech. So then, when it's Misopic, so then, the halacha is, by the bush of the chutzah, that's the tzarsakosu of Rom Shebem Tirtze, that since now it's his subject, whether he was a whole or not. So all the Avedis that he did before the subject was discovered, Achilles. But if it is discovered now that he was definitely a whole, then in Chaname, the Abed is possible. It's a bit Kiddush. It's Kiddush. So when they were called to the Rambam, so there is no Shalocha that if he hollowed in the Abed, and then it is discovered that he was a hollow, that the Abed is Kshionev. The whole Halacha is when it's discovered that he might be a hollow. So then, the Abed is that he did before the Sophic was discovered, actually. So now I understand. The Alfuse of Ben Kosh Machos. Now, the Raj doesn't say, he just mentioned it, he said. He doesn't say whether he explained it by thesis or explained it by Rambam, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. What is that? Yeah. The Rambam shiti is that when the Gemara in Kiddushin says, "Horeim yamam hideach ve'umakri v'akach nida shubim chushub v'chutzo," it doesn't mean it was nida v'giro, it was ascertained that he was a ben chushub v'chutzo. But, in other words, it was discovered that he might be a bechor. He might be a chol, and he might not be a chol. For example, there were two Eidim said that the mother was a shvuy. Two Eidim were makrish and said that the mother was not a shvuy. So in such a case, so David is chill. So there's a gross akosuf, we do not have to be cheshish. Maybe he was a chol. As far as Davidis of the past are concerned. And we can tell it that he was not a chol. But in Kabul Habo, so of course. But it remains a subject. Now, here begins a very complicated subject. Especially called the Rambam. Suppose, and suppose you were stable in Newton number one yesterday, and we had Paris number one. And then today, so you were stable in Newton number two, and we had Paris number two, and they will be in Noches. That both been. Now, so there is a relevant question in regard to Taras number one and to regard to Taras number two. Right. So the Shane is Lewis. So as far as Taras number one are concerned, so it's soft. Because maybe Mika number one is the Hasela. So at the time when he handled Taras number one, so he was still talking. So he contaminated Taras number one. Ushmiya stays. But Taras number two are Taras in Monashik. Taras in Monashik. Because if Mika number one was the Hasela, so Mika number two is a Shlema, some of the now he already had a tefillah in mikveh number two before he handled taras number two. Taras number two. And if mikveh number two is a chaser, so mikveh number one is a shleimo. So yesterday he became tough. So as a result of making an additional immersion in the mikveh chaser, he did not thereby become tomei. That's very simple. So, Hishen is Luis, Hushi is this. Amid Moramur Mikmech Muro, if he was Tomei, he would get to me the rice. Abu Mukhalo, he became Tomei, he was an awful cook, mate, whatever. He took me the Rabbonon, and then he immersed himself yesterday in Mikra number one, and he handled Taras number one. Today he immersed himself in Mikra number two and he handled Taras number two. So Abu Tumukalo Eru Tehres. So even Taras number one are toya. Why? Because we can be tailored. There is a possibility that Mitra number one is a Shlomo. So Mele, if that is true that Mitra number one is a Shlomo, so yesterday when he handled Taras number one, after an immersion in Mitra number one, he became Toya. Now, today he immersed himself in Mitra number two, that's Chaseyon, but who cares? It doesn't matter. He's already Toya as a result of yesterday's immersion in Mitra number one. Of course, we don't know whether Mikra number one is a Shlomo. Maybe Mikra number one is a Chaseyo. But as long as it's Negei the Rabbanon, and there is a possibility that Mikra number one is a Shlomo, so we are telling you, okay. So even Taras number one are not Luis, are Taras. So far, so good. Abu Tumikawa, Abu Mayoki. Now, Tobu Be'echot Nehmi Tumekalo, suppose he was from the Tumele Rabbonon, and yesterday he was stabling for number one, and he was Taras, and he handled Taras. So, Teheres. So, Historia. Why? Because there is a possibility that Mikra number one is a Shlomo. Meet Mabim Tzotumakawa. Now today he became again Tomei with a Tomei, the Rabbono. And then he took off the shade and he was stayed there in Mikra number two. He was a Taras. And again he handled Taras. Taras number two. Eru Beiru Menoches. Haveru Mechichus. In other words, here, so it should say, after all, it's the year to the Rabbanon. So let us be tailed hockey. But since we have a relevant question, I mean, Talisman 1 were not even out as yet. So they're still available, you know, for Achille, for handling it. So mainly we have the relevant question in regard to Talisman 1, we have the relevant question in regard to Talisman 2. So true, there is a halacha that when there is a shailah in the Rabbanon, in the Rabbanon, we are tilloch. But here, if we are tilloch, what should we tilloch? What should we say? That mikveh number one is the shoimo. So mele, taras number one are right. But if mikveh number one is the shoimo, then mikveh number two is the shoimo. So then taras number two that were handled after the immersion in mikveh number two, which is Haseo, did not retire him. So then the taras number two that were handled by him became contaminated. So it's done. So what do we say? No. In respect to taras number two, will be tailored that mikveh number two is a shleimo. But if mikveh number two is a shleimo, so then mikveh number one is a Haseo, how can we retire taras number one? So there is a steer. Halil Mechichas. In other words, when can we be tailored Hokeo? If there is no steer. But if there is a steer, so then we cannot be tailored. So what's that alternative to Tosikon? And say, let us be tailored Hokeo in respect to Mikra number one. Why not? Why Tosikon? We don't do such things. So in other words, we are tailored Hokeo in the Rabbon, but when there is a question of two sets of taras, and one is definitely tummy, the other one is toya. So my chosis is to be tailored in one rather than the other. So in the mele we have to be cheshish mo. That's the aloha of mechichas. No drama. Tomo bechon, we can make our best taras there. Nicht wo wir ein Zatum Kau und Tau beschenken, was Tare in der Noche in Sarir und Mechiches. Mechiches means there is a still, so we cannot be tailed. Because to be tailed in both is a Tavli Sask. To be tailed in one, by Chosis, what you toss it on. Hence, we are tailed in Mika number one. And tails, we are tailed in Mika number two, we don't do such things. We don't pass in Shaila on the basis of Tosin Nikon. Nechel Mishenis. But suppose he was Tomei Tumi Rabbon, and yesterday he was table Nikon number one, Taras number one. Now, today, Taras number one are already gone. Though if not, it's not relevant. But he came again Tomei, in Tumri Rabbanon, and he was staying there in Mikveh number two, and he handled Taras two. So then the relevant question is not in regard to both sets of Taras, only in regard to the second set of Taras. So there is no stealing, because we don't have to consider Taras one. Taras one are gone. So, Yahu Bishenis, Mikveh, actually before the problem arose in respect to the Shias. So when the problem arose in respect to the Shias, the Taras number two, so there was no relevant question in respect to Taras number one. Taras number one were a matter of ancient history already. They were gone. Some may we can be tailored. The question is only the problem with the relevant question is in respect to Taras number two. Taras number two. And so insofar as Taras number two is concerned, so we can safely be tailored that the Mikra Haseo was Mikra number one, and the Mikra Shleimo was Mikra number two. Samanele, he was able himself in Mikra number two in the Mikra Shleimo. So it was story. So then Taras number two that he handled did not become contaminated. Shnius Taras. Mishanasu Shnius. But suppose at the time who were in the problem in connection with Taras number two arose. So Taras number one was still the end. Still the end. So the problem arose, a relevant question arose, arose in respect to both sets of you are not allowed to eat either set of tars because we cannot begin with hockey without a disaster situation. He didn't go to the Rav. He came to the Rav after Taras number one disappeared. But since the problem arose while the question was relevant in respect to both, so it's considered as if the Rav had passed already that. So the halacha was at that time that he has to relay himself from both sets of Taras. So even though later on Taras number one is not relevant, but there are still asuras to be eaten. We should not say shneis to this. Talk about now another situation. Talk about the Hokemi to Mechamuro. The also Paris is Louis. Suppose he was staying there in Mikve number one yesterday. Found it to Mechamuro. Because of Taras is glowing. Because it's a sacred rice, we cannot be clearly hockey. Because of the possibility that mikveh number one is the shalom. Maybe it's the chaser. Mitma the emtsatum utal. Utal mishim. But suppose yesterday he was stable from the rice and he handled Taras number one. He was stable in mikveh number one. From the rice and he handled Taras number one. Now, today, this morning, he became Tommy Tumid Rabbanon, and he again immersed himself in Mikveh number two, and he handled Taras number two. In addition, no way, way. Taras number one and Taras number two came in contact with each other. So, as far as the Shane is, are concerned, it is soft. It's possible that mikveh number one is the shleimo. I mean, it's possible that mikveh number two is the shleimo. Mikveh number two is the shleimo. If mikveh number two is the shleimo, so eidach name, if mikveh number two is a shleimo, so mele that means that by the time he immersed himself today in mikveh number two, he was a toyer. But if mikveh number two is the shleimo, so mikveh number one was the chaseo, and he handled yesterday after his immersion in mikveh number one, which was ineffective, which was futile, you know. So melee, he handled Taras number one, so then Taras number one became contaminated yesterday. So they could not become toya now as a result of today's immersion in mikveh number two. So that's why it's a shame situation. It's a shame situation. But Yisrefu not. So, in other words, so then we say, why not Yisrafu? But we should say Yisra, because we monitor this time. If, after all, yesterday he became Tomei in the Tumid Rais, today he became Tomei in the Tumid Rabban, one of the mikvois is a chaser. So, let us say that mikveh, so we say it was Yisrafunah. Why not Yisrafunah? Because maybe Taras number one is Torah. Why is Taras number one Torah? Why is Taras number one Torah? After all, so it is, if Taras number one, so was it should be, Taras number one should be Morav Shachtam. Because if mikveh number one is the Chaseo, so then they came to me yesterday because the end of while he was a tummy. But if mikveh number one was a shlemo, so yesterday they did not become tummy. Yesterday they did not become tummy. So mele, so yesterday they did not become tummy. But then today he became tummy to me the rabbi. He became tummy to me the rabbi. And then he was stay there. He was stay there in mikveh number two. So mele, there is, and he touched the Taras too. So Taras too. Now just one second. Also, the question is, but why is the Shemus Luis? Because of the possibility that mikveh number one is the Shleimo. But if mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so yesterday, Taras number one did not become contaminated. But then mikveh number two is the Shleimo, is the Chaseo. Mikveh number two is the Chaseo. Now, if mikveh number two is the Chaseo, and the immersion in mikveh number two today was futile. So it remained tame. And then Taras number two came in contact with Taras number one. So even though yesterday they did not become contaminated, but today they should become contaminated. So the Rashi will explain it later and it say, because since it was only tame mil rabbonon, so it cannot be mitame others. It's only possible. It cannot be mitame others. So that's why it's Rishino is Yisluis, Ushnius is Yisra. Even though, and we don't say Monavshach, Rishino should also be Yisra. Because if mitzvah number one was the Chaseiro, so then they became contaminated yesterday. Because he was stomach when he handled them. And if mitzvah number one is the Shleimo, they did not become contaminated yesterday, but if mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so mikveh number two is the Chaseo. So the immersion, the tefillah today, mikveh number two was futile. And Taras number one came in contact with Taras number two, so mele, they should have become contaminated as a result of the contact today between Taras number one and Taras number two, So the Rashi explained that he said that because they're assuming that mitzvah number one was the Shlomo and Taras number, I'm sorry, and mitzvah number two is the Chaseiro. So what kind of mitame was he? He was only impossible. He could not be mitame. So in other words, so he was only a shamely tume. So then when he handled Taras number two, so he became a shlishi. When Taras number one came in contact with Taras number two, so a shlishi cannot transmit tume further. Only in Kadesh there is a Rebbe, you see. Because Eichon Eichon Tmeim, what happened to that? He was Eichon Eichon Tmeim. So then he becomes a Shemei Tumim. Then when he handled Taras number two, so what did Taras number two become? A Shlishli Tumim. That's the limit. Then, when Taras number one came in contact with Taras number two, so it's Taras number one can touch a Shlishli Tumim. Only in Kochi, there is a Rebili Tume. But in Tumo, there is no Rebili Tume. So because also that's why the Shemi is a snake. It's very confusing. It's very confusing. Alright. So, the Shemi is snake. Shemi is a snake. But it says, Taras number two is Mimonifikla. Because that order is. Either Mikra number one is the Shemi. So if mikveh number one is the shleimo, so then mikveh number two is the chaseo. And today the person became a sheni litume, and then he handled it after his immersion in mikveh number two. So it was futile then, that field. Okay. So it was futile. Some male, it's talis number two became contaminated today. Now, assuming that alternative, that mikveh number one was the chaseo. Mikveh number one is the chaseo. And mikveh number two is the shleimo. So that means that yesterday, when he was stable, it was futile. So he remained tame. And he handled taras number one, so taras number one became tame. Taras number one became originally Tume. Now today he was Echo Echo Tume and became a Shemi Tume. And then he was stable. Now, if mikveh number two is a Shleimo, so then he became completely Toye. But then there was contact between Taras number one and Taras number two. So Mele, even though mikveh number two is a Shleimo, and today is already Torah here, but mikveh number one became contaminated yesterday. And as a result of the contact between Taras number one and Taras number two, so Taras number two so touched Erishni Tume. So Taras number two became Ishenui Tume. So Mimonavshah, it's Tume. So that's why Shni is existed. It's a question, you know, of a mathematical computation. Rishen is fluids, Ushni is his reform. Togo there for men to Makala. Yosa Taras is stay late. Suppose he was stay there in Mika number one from the Tumid Rabon and the end of Taras. Taras. Because it's the day of the Rabon and there is a possibility that Mika number one is a Shleimo. So we are telling her in Nikmo Behem Tzat Mechmo. But then today he became Tomei Tumid Arayis. Vitova. And he was stable from the Tumid Arayis. And we also Taras, and we handled Taras number two. We handled Taras number two. So it proves, because maybe mikveh number two is the chaseo, and he became today Tomei Tumid Arayis. We cannot be telling okay in regard to Tumid Arayis. Some male, it's Louis. We know who aimed there, but suppose today there was contact between Taras number 1 and Taras number 2, so Shnius is Lulis. Because insofar as Taras number 2 is concerned, there is a Shailim in the Reise. So it cannot be the Hokkeh, the Apocheshis. Maybe Mikra number 2 is the Chasero. So then the immersion, the Tvila in Mikra number 2 today, was futile. So it's Lulis. She needs it to is. The Rishayna is Yisrael. Rishayna is it, even though there was only two the Rabbanon, but in one of Shachat's time. Because one of Shachat's time. If Mikra number 1 is the Chaseiro, so then it became Tomei by the two of the Rabbanon. Because the end of it. If the Mikra number 1 was the Shleimo, so then Mikra number 2 is the Chaseiro. So Mele, the immersion in Mikra number 2 from the Tumi the Reise was futile. So we remain Tumi the Reise. And then, so Mele, so Taras number 2 are additionally Tumi. Then Taras number 2 touched Taras number 1 today. So it became Mishenu Tumi. So Mimonet Shech it's Tumi. So it's Yisrael. So far, so good. Shnei mikvoi shal arboim arboim so. Echot chow v'echot koshe. Echot chow v'echot koshe. Itobo v'echot men mitum ha-chalibo. V'yos tarets. Suppose there are two mikvois. Each one had arboim so. But one was show and one was natural. And one was natural. He told the Echon man in Tuma Chamur, and he was stayed there in Mikra number 1 yesterday from Tuma the Reis, Yos Taras, and the Hendo Taras. So naturally, so it is. Why is it Tuis? Because there is a possibility that Mikra number 1 was the show. Mikra number 1 was the show. Now, there's a machalist of shame when the Kuli show is with the Isaiah or Kuli show with the Rabbah. So if we say Kuli show is with the Isaiah, we understand. It cannot be Taylor the Hokkir in the Isaiah. But there are many of the shame like Rambam, the Reed, and all the Ibe. That Kuli show is also Kosher in the Isaiah. Only the Rabbah is Kosher. Why shouldn't we be Taylor the Hokkir? All right, we'll leave that here. But anyway, so we see that we cannot come this receptive. That where it's a question, which one is Kuli Shov or Ubi Shov, then we are not Taylor, we are. If it's the Isis, we are not Taylor, because the Isis cannot be Taylor. And if it's the Rabbanon, but this the Rabbanon is as humble as the Isis. And we cannot be Taylor. So he says, so who is? So Taras number 1 is Sopikton. We cannot be Taylor. Bishini goes to Taras. Then, today, he immersed himself in Mikra number 2 and again he ended Taras. So Taras number 2 are toilets because Mimonefshah is toilet. If Mikra number 1 was the English show, so it became yesterday toilet. Couldn't contaminate. Today Taras number 2. If Mikra number 2 is the show, if Mikre number 2 is the show, so then Mikre number 1 is the daily show. So already became Torah. Now the question is, but there is the Rabbon, one of the Chesdovol is that if the Torah immerses himself in show, in Shulim, he becomes Torah Rabbon. So Mele, why should it be Torah? Maybe, Mikveh number 1 was any show, so it became Torah. But Mikveh number 2 is show. Some Mele, he's coming out, but that's only the Avon. So insofar as the Tumeh that is affected by immersion in show is concerned, we can feel the Hokkien, and then we can say that mikveh number one was the show. Mikveh number one was the show. So of course the immersion yesterday in mikveh number one was futile. But today he immersed himself in mikveh number two, and that is nacho. It's nacho sevukim toya. Now he handled talis number two after his immersion in mikveh number two. He was a toya. So the mele talis number two is bimor of shechta. Shimi was a talis case. The lawyers. He became talking to me the rice yesterday. And he was staying there in mikveh number one yesterday. He didn't handle any talis. Then, today he immersed himself in mikveh number two and he didn't handle talis. Yesterday he immersed himself in mikveh number one. And he handled talis. And then today, in the morning, he immersed himself in mikveh number two, and again he handled the talis too. We also, Eilu Veilu Menachas. There is a relevant question in respect to both. So, Mishenes Isluyes. Mishenes Isluyes. Ushnees Isluyes. Why? Because the Rishayna is a suffix. Because maybe mikveh number one was the show. So he did not become Toeya from the two Midarites. And he had with those Tares, Tares number one, while he was still a stomach. So he can contaminate. They contaminate. Of course it's possible that mikveh number one was nacho, but we cannot. Bitil Hotel, in regard to the question of show Kulei or not, if the Rai says so, because in the Rai Zatil Hotel, and even if it's the Rabbonim, but this the Rabbonim is to be treated as homo as the Rai. So the Shemis is Luis, Ushniyes is the Heres. Shniyes is the Heres. Why? Because we say in respect to Talis number two, that Mimonefshech, it's Toya. If mikveh number one, as insofar as the two of the eyes is concerned, so there is a Mimonefshech. If mikveh number one was the initial, so it became Toya yesterday. So even though today he immersed himself in Shuvi, but with the eyes he doesn't become Tommy as a result of immersing himself in Shuvi. If mikveh number one was show, so mikveh number two is the initial. So some mele today became toy. So the talis that he handled today, talis number two could not become contaminated. Now, but then you'll say, why is she still is? After all, there is a possibility that mikveh number one was the initial. So yesterday, he became Toya. But then mikveh number two is the show. So today, he became Tomei Mirabo, because of Boreshi, the Rubei, the Mai, Shurim. And then he handled that when, while he was Tomei Mirabo, some mele, he was Bitame. Taras number two, but we don't know which mikveh is the show. There is a possibility that mikveh number one is the show, so mikveh number two is not the show. So true, yesterday's immersion in the mikveh was futile, because he immersed himself in the mikveh show, but today he immersed himself in mikveh number two, so then, and that's an issue, so he became Toreya from the two of the Aise of yesterday, and the Tumei the Rabbonim that resulted from the immersion in the Shurim. So we are telling the Hoke, in respect to the Rabbonim. Amet lo amurim Tumei Chmuro, amurim Tumei Kalo, Eilu Veilu, Tumei. But suppose, so that's a strange thing, but it follows, 那段时期十多么考了，一次没考过，三年，中国考过。In other words, if, let's say, yesterday you became Tomei in a Tumo Rabon and immersed himself in Mikra number one, and he handled Taras number one. Today, he became again Tomei in the Tumo Rabon. He was and he immersed himself in Mikra number two, and he handled Taras number two. So then, in that case, and it's Noches, there is it's relevant to inspect both sets of Taras, so too is. Here it's Moham. We do not say Shnei Esteres, as in the case of Tumachmua. Why? Because here we have a relevant question with respect to both sets of Taras. Now, we cannot deal with Hokhi with respect to both, because then it will be Tali Sassi. So, we cannot toss a coin. So, in Mele, we are Mutame, both sets, Misal. Here we go. Hosu Shnayim, Tobu Mishneye, Echo Tomei, Tumakamuo, Yachot Tomei, Tumakawa. Suppose two separate individuals. One, Huben and Chimen. So Huben was Tomei Tumei the Rice, and Chimen was Tomei Tumei the Rabon. Huben immersed himself in Mikra number one, and Chimen immersed himself in Mikra number two. Hatomu Tumei Chmuo Tomei. He cannot be the Hokhi, the Shalom the Rice. So he cannot assume that, okay, Mikra number one is the initial. Maybe Mikra number one is the initial. Tomei Tumei Kalo, Shimei. So he's Toya, he can consider himself Toya. Because he can assume that, okay, can take it for granted that Mikra number two is the initial. Echot Atelium Tumei Chmuo, the Echot Atelium. Let's say you have two mikvahs, one is shol, one is not shol. Ruvein is tomei in the Tumei Chmuo, and Shimon is not tomei altogether. But so why did he go down to mikra number two? He just wanted to cool off, to refresh himself. Lechad amik. So atenu in Tumei Chmuo tomei. Can I tell you okay? And take it for granted that mikra number one is the shol. Maybe mikra number one is the shol. The amikah. So he can take it for granted. He doesn't have to be chesish. Maybe in mikra number two, he showed. So even though he was toya originally, so he became tom. He became poslachim. Because he can deal with hockey. There's a Danish hockey. Echad atomi tumkalo, echad amikya. So the shaila is in respect to each one, either rabban. Shnei mkuri. Moza deme, we shnei shvilim. Echad Tomei v'Echad Toya. V'Ochu Shnayim v'Shnei. V'Yos Taz. Up to this point. So far, so good. The Rash was all right. He just had to concentrate. You know. And that's all. But now begins the difficulty. How is it Deme? V'Shnei Shil. Up to when he was Deme, it's fine. Holiness at Dame is Shnei Shvili. Echad Tomei v'Echad Toya. V'Hochu Shnayim. Ruben and Shimon walked on the two Shvilim, on the two paths. Ruben walked on path number one, and Shimon walked on path number two. One of the two paths is Tomei. We don't know whether path number one is Tomei or path number two is Tomei. V'Hochu Shnayim. Mishneh, we also Taras, and Ruben handled Taras, and Shimon handled Taras. The Echad Yesh Bidas Lishor. In other words, Ruben is an intelligent person, of sound mind. And Shimon is not of sound mind. He's mals home. Deși să iau ce ne influim, deși să rabim, îi dați lișoi în sfârșitole. Și îi dați lișoi în sfârșitole. This is the difficult part in the rap. Except for that, the rush is fine, it just becomes not to become confused. But this is the difficult part in the rush. Now, if you look in the Goisak or here, in the Deva Gro antiseptic, so we see that the Gro changes the gears for a good reason. So he says, look into head. The Shusarabim Shneim Tuli. יש שיוכי שיש בי דאס לשואל סבית תומי יש אין בי דאס לשואל יש אין בי דאס לשואל סבית תומי so the going is gear cell in the state the going gear cell in the state why? Because there is a more there is a more in safety the more that of us so the more in safety says that we learn out from Zeyte Yalfusa. First of all, what does the Torah say by Zeyte? That if the husband is becoming Ishte, Autista Ishte, and then she has privacy with that man. And the question is, maybe there was a total commitment, maybe not. So the Torah says, meet me up. She's a soul to the husband. Zasur the husband. And she's Zasur of the Rasvat. But Zeyte, how many people do we have in the scene of the Sotis the Miyachid, the man, and the woman. The man and the woman. So Shnai. So that means Bishisayochit. Bishisayochit means if you have only two individuals in the scene. If you have three, then it's considered Bishisayochit. So Matseite Vishayochit. So Sophic Tumer Vishayochit is here to come in. Ah, Sheret, Sophic Tumer Vishayochit is here to come in. From the end of the Chavches on the other. Mamdu ha-kosuf sha-sofi ka-sofi. Nidu. Mekan ha-todom ha-shatz. Uma-seite shom-yosofi shi-nitimei. Ve-in-eskirot osofi-sofi ki-vada-i. Sheretz. When there is a sofi, when the sheretz touch a certain person on the other. Shosofi shi-nitimei in-eskirot. In-kinchi osofi-sofi ki-vada. Okay, now the first line on the base, of Chesed base. The Mokim Sheboso, Masei Te Vishus Ayochi, Av Cheretz Vishus Ayochi. U Masei Te Domashi Yish Bidas Kishoi, Av Cheretz Domashi Yish Bidas Kishoi. U Kanomu, Domashi Yish Bidas Kishoi. Because the man and the woman, they both have Nidas. Some Melech, so it's Yehi Das Lishoyah. Yehi Das Lishoyah. Because the Aloche of Nitnio applies to a case where he's Mistate with the Deo, where he's Mistate, let's say, where the person is Mistate with the Tano, she's an Ishishish, the Tano, but then she couldn't be Asura because Pituk Tano is. So even if she committed adultery, she would not be Asura with Bailo Yisrael. So in other words, when could she be Asura with Bailo Yisrael? Only if she's a Deo, she's a Vazdas. She's a Vazdas, so she even does the show. When he came home with Doma, she even does the show. You should say, Yochi Tzviki Tone. You should say, Rabbi Tzviki Tone. You should even be Das the show. Ben, you should say, Yochi, Ben, you should say, Rabbi Tzviki Tone. So you have two Yalfusis. The Birshus Rabbin is Reiki Toya, even in the case of Yehi Midas Lishoyo. Birshus Ayochid, if Yehi Midas Lishoyo, so is Reiki Toya. But if Yehi Midas Lishoyo, so even Birshus Ayochid is Reiki Toya. So the Goyim, The Goyim's Dios is understandable. In other words, we have a case. Shnei Shvirim, Echad Tamim, Echad Toyim. The whole Choshnayim, who be Shneir, Bos Tavis, Ruben and Shimon. The Echad Yehidas Lishoy, Ruben is Yehidas. And Shimon is Yehidas, he's not of Solomon. So, Birshus HaRabim, Shneim Tui. Because, suppose, now here you have a steer. Here you have a steer. Now the Alfuse Tesis in Ozerbach in Zion says, and the Yadabeis, and the Insegidam Kofres, he says that the Alfuse from Sete, Birshus HaRabim is Vegetoria, and Hushayochit Sveiki Tomei apply only to a case where there is no stir. But they do not apply to a case where there is a stir, where there is stir, where you have two individuals, and one is definitely Tomei and one is definitely Toya. But we don't know who is who, because in that case, the Alfuse doesn't apply. The Alfuse applies only to the case where the subject applies to one individual, when there is no steer. So then we say Bishayot Vitome, Bishayot Vitoya, even without Hasastar. Mashainke, in the case where it involves two individuals, so then there is a steer. Because we couldn't say Toya both are there. We could, because one is definitely Toya and one is definitely Tome. One is definitely Toer and one is definitely Tome. So in Mele, we cannot learn out the Yalfuse from Seidi. But then, we can rely on Chazoke. And with the Raise, we can rely on Chazoke, even if there is a steer. Even if there is a steer, we can rely on Chazoke. So in Mele, according to the Goyim's Yelse, Birshus HaYochid, Ruben and Shimon walked on the two paths. One path is Toya, and one path is Tomei. And Ruben was Yesh Midas Lishoyo, and Shimon is Ein Midas Lishoyo. So if it is Birshus HaRabim, Shneim Tluyim. Because Birshus HaRabim, suppose we had a problem in connection with one individual, not in connection with two individuals, if we had no steer. So then, Birshus HaRabim is Toya in either case, whether it's Yesh Midas Lishoyo or Ein Midas Lishoyo. Because something to Birshus HaRabim, the halacha is, Sveiki Toya, even if Yesh Midas Lishoyo. Certainly, it's Ein Midas Lishoyo. But Birshus HaYochid, so then it depends. Yesh Midas Lishoyo, if we have a suffix in respect to one individual, by Yesh Midas Lishoyo, so it's Toya. And by Ein Midas Lishoyo, so it is. By Ein Midas Lishoyo, so Birshus HaYochid, I'm sorry. So, by Birshus HaYochid, so Yesh Midas Lishoyo is from me, and by Ein Midas Lishoyo, so even Birshus HaYochid is Toya. But by Birshus HaRabim, so it doesn't make any difference whether Yesh Midas Lishoyo or Ein Midas Lishoyo. So Mele, in the case, so the Goyim's Gilse is, Birshus HaRabim Shneim Tluyim, it doesn't make any difference. Ruben is Yesh Midas Lishoyo, or Shimon is Ein Midas Lishoyo. Because suppose we had a problem in respect only to Ruben. So what would be the Aloche Toya? If we had a problem whether Yesh Midas Lishoyo or Ein Midas Lishoyo, and if we had a problem only in respect to Shimon, again it would be Toya. Whether Yehi Das Lishoyo or Ein Midas Lishoyo. The problem becomes complicated here because we have the problem in respect to both. But, so there is a steer. We cannot say both are there, because that would be untrue. We cannot say both are male, because that would be untrue. Some male, we don't apply special laufuse, from saying, whether it's Yehud das Lishon or Rebbe das Lishon. So Shneim Bruim. So it's like every Svetei Daraisa is Lechomer. Is Lechomer. Since by each one separately, so there would be Toye here, and the only problem arises because we have a Stile. So in Mele, we apply the general principle of Chazokia, and with the Raisa we can apply the concept of Chazokia in Kore. Each one has a Chazkastare, even though there will be a Stile. So Bishayochi Dalochi is supposed Bishayla arose in connection with what? So then, if it would arise in connection with Ruben Yidvidas Lishoyim, so he would be Tomei. And if it would arise in connection with Shimon who is Emidas Lishoyim, it would be Toya. So now the question arises in connection with both. So he's saying, Bishayochi, Eshe Yidvidas Lishoyim is Vedi Tomei. Now, let's forget the girse of the Rash for a moment. Shnei Mikvot. Shal eskim eskim sof, echot chow v'echot kosher. Heikea b'echot mehen. V'yoso taras. He was a toya, but he just pulled off. He immersed himself in one of the two Mikvot. So he says, because even though they're in the Rabbon, if a Toya immerses himself in Mayim Shuvim, so he becomes custom in Rabbon, but we don't know. Some Mele, we can feel okay that he immersed himself in the Mikveh Chof Soh Bein Shuvim. Yishen in Yosof, so he was suffering because the Mon of Shech, he immersed himself in Shuvim. And he did not immerse himself in the mikvah of Yom-Sof. Some of the ladies possibly the Rabbah. So Taras number two is Yisuf. The Rishon Yoros of Shem Yoros of Yisuf. Yisuf. The Rishon Yoros of Shem Yoros of Yisuf. Yom-Nochis of Shem Yoros of Yisuf. Shem Yoros of Yisuf. Now the Deceptive starts to discuss another question. Shtei Noshim, Shemisasku, Tzipir, Ruyo, Lehetzi, Dam, Kisel, Ulachas, Man, Nimzana, Ksonim, Zonim, Rama, Ksonim, Zonim, Rama. Since Ksonim is only the Rabbon, so Yatil Lehoki. So speaking of Rabbon, they call it. So Yatil Lehoki. So Mele, the Tisette mentions it's in Rabbon. Shtim Noshim, she is asking, now, by Ksonim, there is a Loche, that if it can be attributed to the work that this woman did, so then she's not a soul by. She's not there, because Ksonim is only the Rabbon, because when the Rai say, a woman, even if she has a discharge, she only becomes male if it is coupled with the agosh. But Ksomi means she found a red spot, blood, on the garment, on the garments. So maybe she had no agosh on the discharge. So even if she had a discharge of blood, she is not male in the eyes. Because there must be the eyes to become male only if the discharge is manifested, coupled with Abosh. And by Ksonim there is no Abosh. But in the Rabbonon, she becomes male. So male, since Ksonim is only the Rabbonon, so if there is an attributable circumstance, we attribute that to the circumstance. Let's say, suppose a woman, having blood, she was trying to draw out blood from birth. And then on her undergarment, she found blood. So then we are telling the hockey that maybe the blood on their garment came from the tzipir, not from inside, not in the menstrual discharge, even though it's possible that the blood on the garment is a result of a menstrual discharge. But since it's negated, because even if it's a result of a menstrual discharge, since it wasn't coupled with Argoshe, so she's not a solemnized, she's not familiarized. Only Rabbanon. So Mele, we attribute to any reasonably attributable circumstance. For example, if she hadn't done